that's in your pocket. Take your glasses off and stick them down in your bosom if you don't want to lose them. Because you got to recognize, you got to recognize when we're in a one-time moment. And every now and then in a service, if we're grateful, God will give us a one-time moment. And it's the moment when the Lord read the scripture to me. Where you at, Dr. Sherwell? I can't get you too far from me, so y'all make a space so I can see her while I'm talking. Right there. He said that when Paul said, I done went through all that, and before I came here, for weeks the Lord had me to change my phone number and shut myself away in a hotel.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
In all obedience to God Almighty, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to those that's kept and sanctified, that he's keeping always, to all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, and everyone that plays a part in the ministry of God of Jesus Christ, we bring greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we lift the name of Jesus up today because he said, if you lift me up, I'll draw. And this is the time of day, of evening, of night, that we need to lift Jesus up, that he can come and hear our cry. Come to our rescue. Deliver us from the fiery furnace. He intends for us to walk with him, talk with him, sing with him, stay with him. If we can do that, we've been preserved into the everlasting, everlasting. And that's what it's all about in this day and time with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. And I acknowledge all three parts of the Trinity because they're still God. And besides him, there's none else. I think that maybe when we teach, we're going to be continuing in the book of Revelation, the 9th chapter today. And when we continue to hold on to God's hand, what he does, he remembers when we cry to him. He hear our cry, and he comes to our rescue. And that's what it's all about. If we can get it straight, we got to start practicing. I've never seen somebody just get up and do a job and don't practice in it. You got to get in and practice these things in order to perfect yourself. That's why we have professionals, people with master's degrees, people with doctorate degrees, because they didn't just get a degree. They wanted to exercise their degree, and they wanted to make it a stronger degree. That when they appear, before they appears, they'll know what to bring forth, according as the word has given us. And I'm gracious today for that. And it's a blessing. We all are blessed today because of God and his mercy. From the 9th chapter of Revelation, and the word reads, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as serpents of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. Yes, and to them it was given that they should not kill them. Hear the word. But that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto a horse prepared for battle. And on their heads were as it were crowns of gold, that the face were as the faces of men, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings were as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle, and they had tails like unto serpents, scorpions. And there were stings in their tail. And their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, listen at this good, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. But in the Greek tongue is Apollyon. One woe is past. And behold, there cometh two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the six angels, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound in the great Euphrates River. And the four angels were loose, which were prepared an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. And I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sit on them had a breastplate of fire and of jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouth issued fire and smoke and brimstone. Let us stop there. God help us. I foresay to you this day, we ain't trying to dress nothing. I don't want nobody shouting this morning because you're going to throw me off. I want you to hear the truth. I want you to hear what thus said the Lord. This is not the day, but this preparing you. I'm telling you now, you need to be prepared that when the final judgment, the great tribulation judgment, come, you don't have to worry because you're going to be sealed. And I don't care how the fire burns. Think about the Hebrew boy. I don't care how, whatever happened, it won't even touch you. It won't touch you at all. We need to know that. So today we need to be prepared that when this battle comes, it won't harm us none at all. We know that the fourth angel, he sounded his trumpet. Sounded. Sun was smitten. Moon was smitten. Listen at this. Listen at this good. And the third part of all the stars was smitten. All the third part of the darkness, third part of the day was smitten. Third part of the night was smitten. God judgment upon. See, the sun is the fullness of light. It represents the fullness of light. The moon is a lesser light, but it's the fullness of the moonlight. All of us in here today should have a light. Anywhere we go, we ought to have some type of light. You cannot walk in darkness and know where you're going. You got to have some form of light. Who is the light? Jesus is the light. If you got Jesus, he'll take you where you won't have to stumble. He said he'll lead, guide, and instruct you into all righteousness and all truth. You don't come in church making people do things. You tell them what the word say. And if they abide according to the word, then they're going to be all right. They're being going to call together, going to be together in the name of the Lord Jesus. So when we look at the scripture as it's read, this fifth angel, a star fell from heaven. It fell to the earth. Now watch this. And to him was given the keys of the bottomless pit. Good God Almighty. You know what? I went back, my mind just reflect back because I read a little bit. I don't know everything. When Noah's ark. When God told Noah to be a log. When God told Noah to be a log, guess what? Guess who locked the door? God locked the door, y'all. Why did God lock the door? Could I give y'all a live gesture, a live gesture? See, Lionel Smith, I'm not boasting about nothing. I can't boast about nothing. Because anything I have, God gave it to me. Anything I do is done through the word of God. I promise you that. If I hear you crying outside the door and I care about you and love you, I'm going to have to open the door, y'all. God knew his heart. God knew his heart. So what God did, God locked the door himself so nobody else can get in. That's like going to heaven. Don't you know if you're not right and you're not under the blood of Jesus, you ain't going to no heaven? We know that, right? So he said, well, I sent an angel down there. I got an angel. He'll get it. This fire going to fall to the earth. Then the key going to be given to him. And he say, and he opened the bottomless pit. There rose smoke out of the bottomless pit. The smoke is of a great furnace. That's what the Bible said. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of what? Smoke of the pit. See, darkness represents the devil. Darkness represent evil. Darkness represent destruction. And we got to get out the way that all these things can surpass us. We don't need to go through this. We need to be sealed, have the mark of God on us, in us, and through us. And there came out of the pit, now listen at this good, locusts upon the earth. And I hope I can describe it, not to scare you or put you in fear, but to tell you what it's going to be like. This is not today. This is not today. But this will come. And look what he said. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given what? Power, as the serpent, as scorpion of the earth had power. You know, a scorpion, he's stinging. He ain't going to kill you. He's going to sting you and bite you and sting you with his tail. Listen to that description. I'm not adding to nothing. And he said here, and it was commanded them, the scorpion, the beasts, that they should not hurt the grass of the earth. The grass ain't did nothing wrong. Listen to what the words say now. Should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither what any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men, I hope you hear this, only those men which have not the seal of God in their forehead. Did you hear that? If you ain't covered by the blood, y'all don't want me to tell you. I know people don't want me to say the truth, but it's the truth. If you ain't covered by the blood, you hell bound. The blood got to clean you up. It got to wash you and make you whole. Why try to get you to just smile when I need to tell you the truth? Because if I don't tell you the truth, God going to punish me. I need to tell you the truth, just what the words say. So he said, it was commanded them, that don't hurt nothing. And he said, it was given to them power. They should not kill them. Now watch this. Watch what God does. Watch what God does. Do any of y'all ever get angry or upset and want to put a belt on somebody, a belt on your child, or a belt on somebody else, or your fist on somebody else? Do we ever get to that stage? There's going to come a time. See, God merciful now. He don't show nothing but merciful now. But there's going to be a day coming. Mercy going to step aside. Grace going to step aside. And justice and judgment coming forth. Nobody going to be able to say nothing because they know. And God going to picturize what you did wrong. He going to show you closed circuit TV. Everything because of you not repenting, not coming to God, our Lord and our Savior, that they should be tormented for 5 months. And their torments were as the torment of scorpions when they strike as a man. Anybody ever burnt their hand? I got burned now. That's why I guess that come to my mind. I caught a hit the side of a pot. Forgot it was hot. And it burnt my finger. And I still got a sign of it on there now. And it told me something. I was reading the scripture. And looking off and grabbing something while I'm trying to read the scripture. You can't do but one thing at a time. Keep that in your mind here. You got to serve God or serve the devil. And whoever you serve, that's your daddy. And that's who you honor. That's who you honor. That's who you obey. Whoever's over you. And it says, in those days, shall man seek death? This biblical, y'all follow me in the Bible now. Shall men seek death and shall not find it? Find what? Death. And shall desire to die and death shall flee. There's nothing that's going to be able to stand before God in his judgment. Even death going to take off and run. Even the mountains going to flee after what? The Bible says nothing going to be left in this place. We got to understand that. This is the judge. We want to get by there, so we got to accept Christ before it. Today, right now, today, so God can, we don't have to go through all this stuff, that this Bible is true. Let every man be a lie. Let the word of God be the truth. And he said, then we're going to describe it to you. And saying the shapes of the locusts, watch this, were like unto horses. Prepared for battle. Not to have mercy no more. God been merciful since he made you. Now it's justice now. And on their, watch the heads, were as a crown like gold. That means they're in charge. And their faces were as what? The face of men. Can you imagine seeing a locust coming out at you like that and a sharp teeth? Well, let's read it. I don't want to put nothing in. And it said, they had hair as the hair of what? Used to be. Don't mean no harm. We got a close cut now. Huh, women? I ain't going to look at nobody, so don't get on me. See, they had hair as the hair of women's, and their teeth, what? Look at this monster. And their teeth were as the teeth of what? A lion. Can you imagine that coming at you out of the darkness? Lord, help me, Jesus. And somebody just gets you in the darkness now and say, watch out, and we jump and run over each other. But when you see a monster like the Bible describing here, Lord have mercy, you're going to be screaming, hollering, it ain't going to help now because the final judgment is in process. And ain't nothing I can do, you do, or God can do when this judgment take out. That's why every time the angel blew a horn, it was another bad treatment, another torment. But look what he said. He told him, say, I don't want you to kill him now. Don't kill him. Don't kill him. Don't kill him. And he said they had breastplates as were a breastplate of iron. And the sound of their wings were as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. Have y'all ever been on a brick street? We used to have here in Alexander, a brick street, and you got your little wagon going, and you could hear the wheels running on the brick street loud, roaring, keeping a lot of noise. See, Satan is a noise maker. Satan is a noise maker. Satan make plenty of noise to get your attention, to pull you away from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he forgot this. That which God got in his hand, can't nobody take it out your hand. We got to keep that in mind. But Satan going to try anyway. He going to trick you. He going to talk trash to you. He going to try to lure you to where he wants you to be. Because you know what? He been destined by God in hell already. That's why the angel had to go open the bottom of his pit. That's why nobody on earth had the key. God had the key, had to send the key to the earth to open the pit. And the trouble coming now. Trouble coming. Trouble's on the way now. And look what he said here. Look what he said. And they had and they had tails like what? As a scorpion, and there were stings in their tails, and their what power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king. What? I thought Jesus was the king. Now they tell me them people had a king over the disobedient people. People wasn't saved. People wasn't justified by the blood. Say, right here, it said they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit. Wonder who that is. You mean tell me the devil got you? And you gonna, if the devil is your boss, you got to do what your boss say, right? But if the Lord's your boss, you do still do what your boss say. Walk in the light as he is in the light. You won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Look what he said here. Look what he said here. Say, one woe is past, and behold, there are coming two more woes. Good God Almighty. Then he said, then John's there looking at all this. See, I believe in my heart. I hadn't said it and seen it in Scripture, but I believe in my heart. John was with Jesus 100%. Or 24/7, what we say in a day's turn. John never left. John never disputed. John never talked about the Lord. John, everywhere he went to trial, went to court, John was right there. Peter and them, the other disciples and stuff, they ran and hid and disowned all of that Jesus. Were you one of the ones? No, I wasn't there. I wasn't with him. Jesus said, if you shame to own before men, I'll be ashamed to own you before my Father. Which? What? That's amazing, ain't it? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But here, John was right there. Mm-hmm. Right there with him. I remember that John, when Jesus was on the cross, he said, behold thy mother. Yes, mm-hmm. mother, behold thy son. John, I want you to take care of mama here. Take care of me. Why would he put that kind of power on John? Because he know John was sacred in his trust. He know John was real. Man, you can't trust no everybody. Y'all, don't get mad with me, please. You can't trust everybody. You got to have special people for special tasks. That's why God put the nine gifts in the church. Because if he didn't put one in the church, there wouldn't be no church. Because everybody want to be the boss. Y'all don't believe that, though. I used to work one time. I worked on a job. I got 20 years. Here come a guy, I got 2 weeks. Reb, I think you need to do it like this. No, shut up, go to work, or go home. You just have to be straightforward. God right here, straightforward. He turning loose these judgment. We going to have to come to where he is, not he come to where we is. Now we, huh? No, no, he's the authority. He's the power source. God is the power source. So that sixth angel sounded, and he said he heard a voice. Say he heard a voice from the four horn, which was around the altar. That was before God. Now watch this. This is what they was doing. Saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound at the great Euphrates River. Now, see, when I seen that Euphrates River, it took me back into some history. That's why I lived along the Euphrates River. Y'all didn't know that, did you? I was living along the Euphrates River, Tigris River, the Gihon River, the Hittite River, all that's in the same area, y'all. But see, in these days and time, they mess us up, make it look like it's way off, and it was right there. People didn't have no cars, and they mess us up so bad. Wasn't no car, just a buggy. And you couldn't go no from here on the track almost. Or here to Third Street, and when they wrote the scriptures to throw you all to have the devil in you so you can go to hell with them, they made it look like this is a football play way over the world, t'other side of the world. No, no. No, no. It wasn't that. It's what God wanted to be. For God wanted to be. So he said, and the four angels were loose. Watch this. Which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay a third part of man. Can we catch that? We ain't caught that yet, huh? I ain't talking to men in Alexandria. All over the world, a third part of men's all over the world. They was ready to go, just waiting on the boss to say go. And they was going to get it. Now, that ain't the... That ain't all yet. Listen to what he said. Listen, look what he said then. And the number of the armor of the horsemen were 200,000. And I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision. And them that sit on them having breastplates of fire and jacinth. And brimstone and heads of horses were as the heads of a lion. Do you see that? And out of their mouth issued what? Fire, smoke, and brimstone. Anybody ever hear around sulfur? Sulfur is a yellow-like substance. And if you burn it, it burns. It smells so bad, you got to have a mask on in order to endure the smell of it. And said, when these three didn't kill all the people that needed to be killed, watch what the word say. I'm just talking about what the word say. I had nothing to do with this. Look what he said. Look what he said. And these three was the third part of men killed. By these three, third part of men, by the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone. Which issued out of their mouth. They spit that out of their mouth. These some dangerous creatures here, y'all, we're going to have to go through. And you can't die. You got to be tortured for 5 months. You're going to be tortured and be stung, and it's going to be hurting. And ain't nothing you can do about it. You know, and I think in the book of Matthew, it says you're going to be weeping and howling and gashing of teeth. You're going to be screaming and hollering, and ain't nobody to help you. The help is always with you, but you denied the help. So folks can brag on you and tell you how good you look, how good you dress, how well you speak. That ain't gonna get you nowhere. You got to be anchored in Christ. If you take that anchor in Christ, watch this. You'll be gonna put that mark on. You ain't got to worry about nothing. For their power is in their mouth, their tail. For their tail are like the serpents and the head. And with them, they do hurt. It's saying it's got a little pain. The wages of sin is what? But the gift of God, eternal life. Now watch this. Now, people are going to be running, telling the mountain to fall on them. The mountain run itself. Yeah, I know that's hard to see. But the book say they're going to go in the rocks and the caves and tell them to fall on them. And they're going to take out running. Why? Because the presence of God is there. And nobody can stand before the presence of God and still live. What Moses said? What did Moses say? Moses said, Lord, everything I ever asked you for, you did it for me. And when I got in trouble, you got me out of trouble. He said, please let me see you one time. He said, you can't look on me, Moses. You ain't righteous enough, son. He said, please, Lord. He begged. He got to God's heart. See, because the final Jordan hadn't come yet. He got to God's heart. And God said, I tell you what, Moses, since you my favorite man, well, I won't say that. I say that wrong. Since you're my obedient servant. He said, I want you to go back, and I'm going to go to the cliff of the mountain. I'm going to put my hand over your eyes. And when you bypass me, I'm going to move my hand. I'm going to let you look over the hinder part or the back part of me because you can't look head on to me. I'm too powerful. The day you look on me, you're going to die. So he did it. We go around here today and holler, I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord yesterday. No, you hadn't. You might have had a dream or vision. You ain't seen God. Not in your standing. In our standing. You hadn't seen him. You say, God don't change, y'all. He don't change. We got to change to come to where he is. And if we come to where he is, then we're going to be all right. And he say the rest of the, now watch this. And the rest of the men which were not killed, watch this. How much you want? I done chastised you, I done whooped you, I taught you, I brought you, and now you still don't want to listen? Look what it say. I want to show you that the scripture's saying that, not me. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hand. Can I say this, please? I went back to Egypt. They had 10 plagues, or 9 plagues upon Egypt for misusing Israel. Watch this. And Pharaoh and his army, or his kingdom, never give up. They kept bothering them, kept plaguing them, kept doing them wrong, kept misusing them, kept abusing them. So then God said, okay, I got them. I put all the muzzles on them. They wouldn't stop. I got one now. I think I can stop them. The death angel. The last one, the death angel. Moses said, Lord, the death angel gets soon. They come around, just people just dying. He said, I tell you what, Moses. Go kill an animal, clean animal, undefiled. Get the blood in the basin. We're going to be talking about the outer court a little in a minute. The blood in the basin and put it up on the doorpost, door facing. And I ain't going to stop the death angel because he doing what he wanted to do. Satan already gave orders. I know y'all looking at me hard, but it's some orders coming out of Washington, D.C. now. There's lies. There ain't nothing but lies. And everybody afraid to say something. If you're afraid to say it's a lie and it's a lie, that means you partaking of the same lie. You partaking of the same lie. And you're going to be judged for that same lie that I lie. I'm going to come in here and say, I'm a white man. And I'm black as pit dog. You say, Rev White, don't you know you're going to have to give an account of that? You ain't got no business saying that. You know I'm lying, and you're going along with my lie. You got to give account of that. Well, we don't want, that's just a parable. That was just a parable. But reality, if you follow a lie, you follow untruth, you guilty as they are. I know I can verify. My son, Damon, was with some boys. And the boys had a little weed or whatever. Police come in and found out that some weed was in the house. Do you know that 8 boys was charged with the same thing?
Yes, sir.
8 of them.
Yes,
same thing. But guess what? Lionel Smith had to pay some money.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Or if bond $150, no, $8,000. $8,000. Huh? See, I ain't gonna lie about it. If God's gonna hold me for a lie and he's gonna punish me for a lie, you know, everybody here know I ain't lying. Called me $8,000 to get him out of this. He ain't did none of that wrong. It wasn't no wrong, but he went along with the crowd. And I say to everybody in here this day, don't go along with no crowd, go along with the truth. If it's the truth, agree with it. But don't go along with the crowd, because you're going to be in trouble and you're going to be fighting a battle you can't win. So he went on. Said these other things didn't kill all of them. They wouldn't repent from him. And right today, Lord, if I got all against anybody in here, and I know it, I ain't proud hearted. I'm coming to you and I say, hey, I'm sorry, man. Please forgive me. Anything I can do to help you, that's me. That's Lionel. I ain't asked nobody to be like me, be like Jesus. But that's what Jesus is teaching me. If, see, you got all against a brother got all against you, go and be reconciled back to him. So when Jesus do come, you won't be guilty of nothing. And you'll be in that number that what? No man can number. My God. So he went on. He said, yet they repented not their work of their hand, that they should not worship the devil. They still did it. Watch this. This scripture, y'all, they worship the devil and idols of gold and silver, brass, stone, and a wooden god. Now watch what the scripture says, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. I don't say nothing because, you know, they want to cut my throat anyway. The Bible tell me in the Old Testament, don't make no graven images of nothing. Just because they make a graven image of me and put them in Washington, D.C., they're still a graven image. Am I right? We're not supposed to, them statues they make of us and all that, go to the Hall of Fame and put my statue and all that. The law said don't do that. But we like to be, you know. Be like, that's over Smitty there. Look at Smitty. Don't he look good? But he can't talk. He can't see nothing. He can't hear nothing. He can't walk. He can't talk to you. And you worshiping that graven image? A wooden god, a concrete god, an iron god? Ain't no life in it. He can't help you none at all. But that God that made heaven and earth. He said, just call on him. Call on him. He said, he heareth. He moveth. He walketh. He talketh. And he said, whatever you ask in my name, according to my will, he said, he'll do it. I'm grateful for that. He said, but the mother God, y'all still won't repent. All that happened, I sent the monsters at you. I sent all these things, all these plagues on you. The horn blew and all that. And you still wouldn't change. You still set in your old ways. Huh? I cut my foot. Barefooted, running barefooted. No, I needed shoes on. Cut my foot. Got some fat meat and some colloid, and put on my feet and wrapped it up. A few days, my foot was healed. Y'all hear that, huh? Smith ain't lying in the church. Reality. But Smith, tell him, please, for me, that ain't gonna work today. thing gonna work today. Back there, we had faith and we believed, and we didn't argue with our parents. And they said, boy, what's wrong with you? I cut my foot and it's bleeding. Wash that foot, put that salt meat on it, put the cola on it or whatever. A couple of days, you'd have forgot about it. It's healed up. Say, Ma, I don't even see that cut now. No stitches. What? I ain't have sense enough to understand that man yammer. I thought it was a fat meat and cola. But it was God himself. Y'all understand what I'm saying, huh? And I can't help but tell it, y'all. I got to tell it like it is. So what I'm going to serve some wood for? As we come to a close, I want to say this. He said, needs to repent it again. Start still murdering people. They still practicing witchcraft. Yes, sir. You didn't know that. You're kind of young. You don't know nothing about that. Witchcraft. That's what the books say right here. Fornication, watch this. We every time you say fornication or something, we look at what people do in the flesh. No. You worship these gods, these chin gods, these Allah gods, these whatever gods, these car gods, these whatever gods, light gods. Be married to me. Be married to me. Be married to me, Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Now, as we close, I want to share this with you. One day, Jesus is coming back. When he come back, according to the word, he's going to come back on the clouds. And when he break the cloud, every eye going to see him. And everyone going to be judged according to their work. Those that had the mark in their forehead, they seal. Can't nothing happen. I'm reminded, even in Egypt, when God brought Israel out of Egypt, what he did, the enemy was torching Israel. And this is what God told Moses. Say, Moses, tell him to go borrow some rings and gold and silver and a bellum stone, the bellum stone, oxen stone. Get all you can get. Moses, tell him. And then this is what Pharaoh said, big boy. He said, yeah, give it to him. They want to get this from, give it to him. Pharaoh said, give it to him. And they see, most time we don't look no further in our nose. But you got to look out, look over, and look through. And when they got out of Egypt, going mountains on this side, mountain on that side, and the big old Red Sea, since creation, was there. And Pharaoh said, will y'all be able to get y'all gold and silver and your money and stuff back now? And God, Moses, they was right behind Israel. And Moses just said this, God help us. Moses said this, Lord, I don't know what to do. And the people got on Moses, fussing at him, cussing him out and everything. Say, we should have stayed in Egypt. At least could have had a distant barrier. And Moses didn't fuss with him. That's what I say. You got to have a sealed heart from heaven. Moses went to God and said, God, I don't know what to do. They say I should have left him there and shouldn't have did this, that, and the other. And God told Moses, Moses, what's that? You said, son, this that rod that when you told me to throw it down when the soothsayers and witchcrafters and all level doing all this stuff. You told me to throw it on the floor and it devoured all them serpents up. He said, okay, you understand. He said, I tell you what to do, Moses. Walk before that water. Stretch it out. And the Bible said, an east wind blew up on the water. It made walls. Now watch what God's trying to tell me now. Talking to me, it made walls in the book say, and God confirmed it to me this morning. I listened to the preacher. They said he walked across the Red Sea on dry land. And that water been there since creation. And women, God help us. When they got to the other side, the order was given. Ladies, Get y'all wash basins out and wash these men's feet. They did it. They ain't all got nothing. They did it. And they celebrate because God called them, all of them, and say, Moses, talk to them. Bring them up a little bit and let me talk to them. He said, tell them this. He said, those that you see now, you'll never see them no more. Won't see that no more. They was rich now in the wilderness. All the gold and silver and everything. God made them rich because of obedience. Now think about it. He said, I'll be with you till the end. He's with us today, y'all. Some of us not strong as others, but he's still with us. He's the one that's keeping us right now. He's the one that's assuring us that we can make it. Because he said, he that is in me is greater than he that's in the world. I just thank God for today. Maybe somebody today, you want to experience some of this glory and some of this goodness that God has brought before us. You got the opportunity right now. Right now, you have the opportunity to come forward and give yourself, Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy upon me and save me, Lord. I don't want to go to hell. You don't have to go to hell today. You can come and get your seal. And when Satan raised hell, you ain't got to even look at him. He's just trying to get you on his side and get you to go with him. Because he's already destined to hell. Will there be one today?
Way down south, and they had gone as far as they could go, and they made their way, and they were driving on a dirt road. A storm came, the lightning started flashing. The young man that was driving the car lost control of the automobile, ran off the road, and everybody was all right except him. They got out of the car, and just across the dirt road was a white house. They took him across there to that white house and knocked on the door, and a white lady came to the door and said, can I help you? They said, ma'am, if you just let us, our brother just got in an accident. We want to just come in and make a telephone call. We want to call the doctor. They walked in, and daughter got on the phone, and the phone kept ringing, and there was no answer. Finally, somebody picked up the phone and said, I'm sorry, but the doctor's not here. He's out on his round. Somebody say yes here. Well, the daughter put that phone down and went back into the living room. And the little children, they were sitting there crying. They were all sitting there crying. And by that time, grandmama had got out of the car. She made her way across that dirt road, and she walked up to her and just opened up the screen door, and she peeped in and she said, how's my son doing? And they told her, said, mama, we tried to call the doctor, but he was out on his rounds. She said, child, let me come in. She walked in and she looked at that white lady and she said, ma'am, do you have a closet? She said, ma'am, do you have a closet? The white lady looked at her and said, if you want to use the phone, you can use the phone. She said, no, ma'am, I don't want to use the phone, but I want to call my doctor, and I need to go to the closet. Wait a minute. She made her way to that closet, and there was just enough room for her to get in there. She walked in that closet. The children were walking behind her. She walked in that closet. And she closed the door, and before she talked to the Lord, she said this.
I can't give up. time. See you later.